Hi there, this is Jordan Crace and I'm bringing you this week's SEC Modcast. Our aim is to keep you up to speed with all the latest news in the world of modifications, including our first monthly working group meeting, new draft proposals, and notable papers going to panel. Starting off with the monthly working group meeting that was held on Wednesday the 1st of May, we discussed the following. Modification Proposal 7, firmware updates to IHDs and PPMIDs. Modification Proposal 24, enduring approach to communication hub firmware management, and modification proposal 56, IHD PPMID Zigbee attributes available on the home area network. Due to the £12.3 million cost of option 1 and the £8.5 million cost of option 2 given in the DCC's preliminary assessment for modification 7, the working group and the proposer agreed that the business requirements needed to be amended, combining elements of the two solutions into one. Once this is done, we will issue a consultation on the proposed solution, seeking the impacts this may have on your organization. For modification 24, the working group and the proposer agreed that, subject to clarifications being made on the business requirements, these are now ready to be submitted for a DCC preliminary assessment. There was some debate around the £1.3 million price tag for modification 56, but the working group and the proposer agreed that the proposed solution and the DCC preliminary assessment are now ready to be submitted for industry consultation. Notes on these discussions will be available on our website in the coming week, or please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com for any further information. The next change subcommittee meeting is on the 28th of May, and we will be discussing draft proposal 73, alteration of SMICI repository information and documentation, as well as two new draft proposals that have recently been raised. Draft proposal 74 is titled Clarity on Obtaining SMICI Device Certificates. The SMICI PMA and the Security Subcommittee established a secure process for DCC users who have completed the user entry process test to obtain SMICI device certificates from the DCC via a DCC gateway connection. An agreed implementation of this process has been published on the SEC website. However, this is not clearly reflected in the SEC and could cause ambiguity for DCC users when requesting SMICI device certificates. Draft Proposal 75 is around third-party metering service providers. Under SEC Section G, suppliers are obliged to notify manufacturers and the Security Subcommittee of any security vulnerabilities they identify, and also make arrangements with meter manufacturers to be notified of any security vulnerabilities they discover. In many cases for non-domestic suppliers, there is no formal relationship between the supplier and the meter asset provider, or the supplier and the manufacturer. Instead, the supplier may have a formal contract with a meter asset manager or with the end customer. We want to hear whether these issues affect your company, and if so, how. So please email us any comments or questions you may have. If you wish to join our modifications question hour, this has been rescheduled to Tuesday the 7th of May at 12:30 due to the bank holiday. You can also download a list of comments we've already received on each draft proposal from the relevant web pages. The next panel meeting will be held on 10th of May, and the papers for this are now available on our website under the panel meeting event page. The draft modification report for modification 55, incorporation of multiple issue resolution proposals into the SEC, will be discussed at this meeting, and subject to the panel's approval, will proceed to modification report consultation. The updated November 2019 SEC release implementation document and our proposed scope for the June 2020 and November 2020 releases will be presented to the panel for their consideration. And that's it for this week's modcast. We'll be issuing our next one on the 10th of May. If there's anything else you'd like to hear from us on these modcasts or any questions, please give us a call or email us at sec.change@gemserve.com.